Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, Thursday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything on the site is totally free. Starting things out here tonight with another disappointing story of the police just deciding to keep the stuff they've confiscated, even after the fact that it's been shown that really there was no reason for them to confiscate it in the first place.
They do this a lot.
Yeah. In fact, unfortunately, this story is also coming out of New Hampshire, which is the exact same place where the last story happened. The last story, of course, was a man named Michael Gannon.
The last one we reported on. There may be very well be
the last
more.
One we were aware of and reported on. Yes, a man named Michael Gannon had his home security system confiscated. Video cameras,
wasn't
audio
recording. Wasn't it like $13,000 worth of equipment?
I don't recall the amount.
Some large amount of money.
Anyway, it doesn't matter how much it was worth. It was his home security system.
Right.
And it was confiscated because the cops claimed he violated the law by recording them without their permission. The case was thrown out because the cops had no case in the first place, or at least they were afraid of losing their case because they knew this guy was going to fight it. So even though the judge threw out the, or excuse me, I think it was the prosecutor that dropped it. Anyway, even though they dropped their case entirely, the cops still did not return this man's video equipment to him. It's his stuff. And you would think that it would, you'd think that if they were good guys, if the cops really were good guys, as they all want us to believe that they are, then they'd do the right thing and give the man stuff back. But no! The excuse of the chief of police in that case was, well, if it was 3 pounds of cocaine, then you wouldn't expect us to give that back, would you?
Well,
this is contraband.
You can't go to Circuit City and buy 3 pounds of cocaine, but you can go buy the video equipment. The cocaine is illegal. The video equipment isn't. If he hasn't committed a crime, then you should give back his stuff that's not illegal.
Well, they think he committed a crime. They just don't want to take him to court.
Well, if you can't take him, sorry, he hasn't committed a crime unless you found him guilty of it.
Well, apparently it doesn't matter what you think, Mark, because they've still got his stuff.
The
state Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday, this from the Union Leader, that the government can keep and destroy more than 500 CDs taken from a man named Michael Cohen. He's the owner of Pitchfork Records in Concord. In 2003 is when they took the CDs from him, even though the state failed to prove that a single one of those 500 CDs was illegal. See, Cohen was arrested for attempting to sell bootleg records. But the police case collapsed when it turned out that most of the recordings were indeed made fully legally. Police dropped 6 of the 7 charges, and Cohen went to trial on 1 charge. He beat it after the judge concluded that the recording in question was legal. However, police refused to return Cohen's CDs. In the state Supreme Court's Tuesday ruling, Chief Justice John Broderick, writing for the majority, reasoned so poorly that it appeared as if he'd made up his mind ahead of time. And I wish they'd given us some quotes from him, but they don't in this article. We do get some of the dissenting judge's quotes. Judge Linda Delanius wrote, perceptively, quote, that the majority does not explain how statutes prohibiting the production, publication, or sale of certain works render possession of such works unlawful. Further, she concluded that the state's failure to establish in any way that the seized property constitutes contraband made it impossible to justify keeping Cohen's property.
Sounds right to me.
Indeed, the majority's reasoning is chilling. The majority concedes that no crime or illegal act was proven, but allows the confiscation anyway by concluding that a crime might have been committed. The majority used words such as apparently, likely, and would have to describe the alleged illegal activity. So, even though they believe that there is a crime that might have been committed, they didn't convict him of anything. All of the recordings were found to be legal.
I can't understand how they can possibly justify keeping this stuff if they haven't found the guy guilty of the charges for which they took it.
Apparently, it really doesn't matter how they justify it. It just matters if a majority of judges vote in the favor of the police. It should go without saying, according to the Union Leader, that speculation by a few judges that a crime might have been committed is a frightening basis for taking someone's property. Then they referenced the Michael Gannon case as happening earlier this summer. If someone's found with cocaine or any other item that's clearly illegal to possess, confiscation's easily justified. as much as you and I might disagree that the war on drugs should be going on, period, nonetheless, it's clear that those items are indeed contraband.
They are illegal.
But the illegality of these items, at least in the cases of Gannon and Michael Cohen, the guy with the CDs, was never proven. And mere possession was not itself illegal. The government, if the government can seize and keep a citizen's property by simply asserting that it is contraband, even when the assertion is unsupported by facts, then we have entered into dangerous territory. Indeed.
Mm.
And we had that cop call in, I think it was Saturday night, and he was kind of, he was a great guy, really easy to talk to. We had a long conversation with him about policing and what could make policing better, what could make the police more respectable in the eyes of the average man.
Mm-hmm.
They're not helping themselves. I mean, really, they're not helping themselves.
I don't think it matters to them.
What, looking good, looking respectable?
Doesn't seem to.
Well, it seemed to matter to that guy. He seemed to think that it was important. Now, he had quit being a police officer at that time, but it seemed to be important to him. He didn't want the cops to look bad. He tried to, when I asked him if there was like an insider's club of cops that sort of protected their own, he denied it. He wanted to make it look like the cops were out there to help, not to harm. And I believe there are some cops out there that would like to see that happen.
I believe that too.
It's just sad that they continue to give us reasons to dislike them. I really want to like the cops. Please, give me a reason to like you. This is not going to work.
Well, I would say the majority of cops are trying to do the right thing. It's just that, you know, these are the sorts of things that make it into the news, and they have to be stopped. They have to be stopped.
Well, right, but you're pointing out that these things make it into the news, but what about all the stories where things don't make it into the news? What about all the stories of, for instance, police just confiscating stuff on the side of the road, maybe some drugs or cash, for instance, and then not filling out a report and keeping it. Just taking people's stuff. That happens all the time.
Does happen.
There's no point in reporting it because there's no official record that it ever happened in the first place. Unless the person in the car happened to get an audio or video recording of the cop taking his stuff.
Well, I'm sure that in some cases people are pretty happy that they got their stuff confiscated without any kind of police report because some of their stuff might be illegal. But in other cases, it's, you know, if they're just confiscating, say, $10,000 in cash, it just sounds like theft to me.
Ooh, you know what? I had a story, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but there was a story recently about a man who had over $100,000 in cash just taken from him. Just taken. Even though he had evidence that it was his life savings that he was transporting from one point to another in order to make an investment in a store that he was planning on opening up. They just took his money, labeled it as though it was supposed to be drug money, because apparently if you have a lot of cash, then you're a drug dealer. And now the guy's out over $140,000.
It's crazy.
In fact, the Kentucky State Police, there's a Kentucky court that's going to be considering as to whether or not the police can lie, can legally tell lies. When Kentucky State Police Detective Jason Menar knocked on the door of a Paducah home where he'd heard drugs were being sold, he knew the occupants probably wouldn't consent to a search if he said that he was looking for narcotics. So he lied. He said that a girl claimed to have been sexually assaulted inside that house and that he wanted to examine the furniture and bedding to see if it matched the description that she gave. Menar was then allowed into the home, where he found a small amount of cocaine and marijuana, and then arrested the homeowner, Frederick Carl Fritz Krauss III. Krauss says, "I was outraged," who, by the way, was fired from his job as a result of this as director at WPSD-TV after the March 2003 arrest. So he lost his job over this cocaine bust. Quote, you would think that you could trust authorities to tell you the truth. Well, Mr. Krauss, you thought wrong. Because they won't. If they can make up, apparently if they can make up any old story they want to get into your house, they will. And now the court's going to decide as to whether or not it's legal for them to do that. Krauss, at the time, was 29, pleaded guilty to possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia, but on the condition that he could challenge the legality of the search. Today, as a result, the Kentucky Supreme Court will hear arguments on an issue that it has never addressed, whether a defendant's consent to a search can ever be voluntary, as required for a search without a warrant.
Right.
If the cop doesn't have a warrant, then he has to ask permission. When it's the product of a police officer's deceit and misrepresentation. So that's in front of the courts right now. Can you imagine the far-reaching effect this is going to have if the court comes back and says, yes, police may lie to get consent to search a house or a car?
I can't imagine that they're going to come back that way. I mean, that doesn't sound like my America.
Well, a lot of court decisions recently haven't sounded much like our America.
That one that you just read didn't sound like it either.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. Ever had a negative run-in with a cop where they just took your stuff and left? You tell us. 1-800-259-9231 or bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well waiting for you at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org, talking about a Kentucky court that is going to be determining whether or not police in that state, and of course, if police in Kentucky can do it, then it's probably not going to be too long before the police everywhere else are doing it, as to whether or not the police can lie to you in order to get you to consent to a search of your property. Because what happened was a cop showed up at a guy's house, told a lie about how he was supposedly investigating the assault of a little girl or something like that, some girl. Said he wanted to come in and take a look at the description of the furniture to see if it matched her description. They let him into the house. He looked around, found some evidence of cocaine use, which is the real reason why he was there. Arrested the guys in the house, and now it's gone to court.
He said that it was a gambit. He said that it was just a ruse to get into the house.
The cop has admitted it. Yes, in the Krause case, McCracken Circuit Judge Craig Clymer upheld the search in part because he said Krause and his roommate, who was also charged and convicted, could have refused the search. They could have said, no, we don't want you coming in here looking for evidence of this assault of this little girl. So they still could have said no, because the cop was still just asking to search.
Yes, but is it the Fifth Amendment that says that, if you have a search warrant, that it has to name specifically the items to be searched, the items being searched for, the place, probable cause issued by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Right.
So it sounds to me...
But there was no warrant.
There was no warrant,
right.
But essentially he claimed he was looking for something. Now, this is wrong.
Well, the judge upheld it, so Clymer said the ruse raised a serious constitutional questions and was not appropriate police practice. Dissenting from a 2-1 decision affirming his decision, Chief Court of Appeals Judge Sarah Combs called the deception, quote, a dangerous threat to the essence and integrity of the Fourth Amendment, which protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. So that sounds good and everything. Menar, who acknowledged in court that he made up the story to get into Krause's home and argue the cop, he's now working for the FBI in Illinois. Reached by phone yesterday, said he couldn't comment on the court case, and a state police spokesman also claimed they couldn't comment because of the pending appeal. But in a brief filed with the Supreme Court, Assistant Attorney General Courtney Hightower said deception alone does not invalidate consent to a search, and that most courts have recognized that, quote, ruses are a sometimes necessary element of police work. So they're going to go in there with other court decisions that say, it's been done in the past. Ruses, necessary part. It's no big deal. That's their argument. But in Washington, for example, a state court found in 2003 that Seattle police did not violate the Constitution when they tricked a serial murder suspect into providing a sample of his DNA by sending him a letter and a self-addressed stamped envelope from a phony law firm inviting him to join a non-existent class action lawsuit. He licked the envelope, providing the DNA sample. You kind of wince a bit, and it's not something that you want to do, but sometimes you have to use deception because it's necessary to solve crimes, said Louisville Metro Police Detective Larry Duncan. Quote, I refer to it as a little white lie. It's necessary, Mark.
You know, somehow it doesn't bother me that they got the saliva from the possible killer.
That doesn't bother me either.
But I can't tell you why, because essentially they've tricked him into turning over evidence.
Yeah.
And in this case, they tricked these people into...
But at least they didn't invade his privacy.
Well, it's part of his body, so it is part of his privacy. It's his property.
Well, they could also take his... what they could have also done is dug through his trash and taken out anything that could have, contacted special areas of his body and maybe gotten it off of that, too.
That's quite true.
And because anything that you put in your trash is refuse, it's no longer yours. When you put it out on the corner...
I agree.
It's open to anybody that wants to take it.
And he did send the envelope out.
Right.
And that's, but these people let him in.
Police commanders say deception can backfire. Quote, if you tell a suspect you've got his prints and he knows he wore gloves, he knows you're lying, and you lose any rapport that you've already built up with him, according to one of the Metro Police captains. Another captain said deceiving a suspect into consenting to a search is a risk not worth taking because of the chance the evidence will be suppressed. He said the department encourages detectives to get search warrants when possible. So luckily, not all of the police are on the side of deception, at least in this case. They said the state police have no policy on using ruses to get inside a home. Lexington Police Department also has no rules written on the practice. A staff attorney at the Criminal Justice Kentucky Department of Criminal Justice Training, which instructs officers from many PDs, says that the officers must be extremely careful using deception in searches because consent must be given freely and voluntarily. While an FBI spokesman says his agents use a ruse to get voluntary consent for a search, our policy is to stay within the parameters of the deception. If we say we're a meter reader, we'll search around the meter, not wander around the house.
Okay.
So, we'll see what happens here. Hopefully we'll get the update on the decision
when it occurs. It's kind of them to stick to the parameters of their deception.
Well, it's one thing for them to say they stick to the parameters. It's another thing to actually see what they really do. By the way, when they apparently went into this guy's home, Menar knew he didn't have probable cause to get a warrant as the cop, so he went to the house in the middle of the night to see if they would agree to a search.
Mm-hmm.
He said he told one of the guys that a girl claimed she'd been assaulted. He says, I thought it would ease his mind a little more than confronting him with the drugs. Inside, he caught one of the roommates trying to hide a Coke spoon, then found a bag of 3 grams of cocaine in his bedroom. They both pleaded guilty to marijuana and cocaine charges. One of the guys who didn't join the appeal was placed on probation for 3 years, and the other roommate for 2.5. So because they let this guy, because they were doing what they thought was the right thing, they thought they were helping somebody investigate a real crime, a crime where someone was actually harmed, an assault. They let the guy into the house, 2.5 years probation, 3 years probation.
It's a nasty trick.
Yeah, it really is. Can anybody back this up? Can anybody support the police in this? 800-259-9231 to the phones we go. Let's talk to Niall in Utah. You take control of the airline, or the airlines, the airwaves. Niall, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, that really burns me up. I mean, they get to lie to you, but if you lie to them, you sure go to jail pretty quick.
Yeah, good point. Then it's obstruction of justice.
And then you praise the police department and says, get a search warrant when possible. So it's still just a matter of convenience for these guys.
Yep, and of course we'll see what will happen when the court makes a decision on this. What was on your mind now?
Well, actually, I was going to talk about something else, but this whole cop thing has really kind of got me steamed, and I'll tell you a little story.
Okay.
And it's kind of related to my divorce. Without going into details, there's been a kind of a custody dispute, nothing real bad, just kind of two people being kind of immature.
Custody, wait, you and your former wife being immature, or who are the two people being immature?
Basically me and my former wife.
Is it custody of children?
Yeah, custody of children.
Okay.
And you have rats, too, don't you? What's that?
You have rats, too, don't you?
Yes, I have a rat for every host.
I just wanted to know whether or not it was the custody of the rats.
Okay, all right. So there's going to be a custody story on the way. Niall from Utah, hang on. 800-259-9231. We'll find out. Because it's good of him to admit that he's acting immaturely as well. So we'll find out what's going on there. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want.
Divorce really does bring out the best in people.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's liberties77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 120,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people are interacting. It's all free, and it's a lot of fun at bbs.freetalklive.com. That gets you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Looking for a little politically independent common sense? Download the show hosted by a man once referred to as Michael Moore and Ann Coulter's love child. It's just awful. Loud, fast, and smart. It's a show already popular with many FTL fans. Common Sense with Dan Carlin. You can get the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
All right, we're going back to Niall in Utah. All right, so Niall, you're going to give us a story. Apparently, something happening with your divorce, things getting nasty, people being immature. What's going on?
Well, I guess I have to kind of warn it. You know, divorce things are always sticky, never quite black and white.
That's true.
You know, the listeners can say, well, this, that, and the other, and I'll just tell you what happened and let you guys judge for yourself.
All right.
We were at a point in the divorce where both of us were sort of keeping the kids from the other ones. Not really bad, but where the custody was up in the air and where possession was going to be 9/10 of the law.
Right. There is a moment in time when who has the kids really does matter in these cases.
And I was advised by my lawyer to be the one. And so I had just gotten back from her lawyer, or when she had done it. So long story short, I had them with me in my car. My oldest son needs medication for some of his medical conditions.
Okay.
And I didn't really have anything, you know, else. And I said, you know, please let me meet you. You can visit with the boys. Give me medicine. Give me clothes. You know, so that the kids know everything's okay. You know. She said, absolutely, but, you know, I'd feel a lot more comfortable if I had my brother-in-law there. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, you know.
Bring some muscle.
We agreed to meet at a neutral spot, which was just near, in the parking lot of a church near her home where she was staying at the time.
Okay.
And so I pull up, this church has got two entrance, like an entrance and an exit thing.
Got it.
And it's in a neighborhood, so you got a neighborhood street. So I pull up. And I'm right between the entrance and the exit, and she and her brother-in-law basically drive out and start to box me in with the cars.
Okay. There's two of them. They're in two vehicles?
Two vehicles, yeah.
Okay.
So we've got her in the front of me and him in the back of me, and they try to box me in, and I was like, what the heck's going on? So I three-point it around and go. And they zip around me again and try to box me in again. I go over the curb this time.
Very strange.
Twice more, and you know this wasn't tire squealing or high speed, but it was, you know, maneuvering at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The last time they did it, the brother-in-law swiped right in front of me, forcing me over. I nearly hit him with the kids in the car. I mean, so
gosh.
And she pulled in right behind me, where I couldn't maneuver in this time, and so I reversed it and pushed her car out of the way. No damage done, but I drove off. I came to the conclusion that this is beyond my control, this is kind of ironic considering my experience with hot calls before. I called the police. I said, look, I don't know what's going on here, but they're chasing me down and putting the kids in danger. You know, I just really would like it if you just stopped them.
I see. So you had left the parking lot at this point, and they were still chasing you?
Yeah, they're still chasing me down, right behind me. Either side of me. I was going too fast for them to really try to box me in, but they were right there with me.
Mm-hmm.
I called the police. I asked them, look, I need some help. The boys are in the car with me. These people, I don't know what they're doing.
Right. Sounds like a good time to call the cops.
All I knew, they were bust open the window and dragged the kids out of the car. I wasn't really wanting to hang around.
Is her brother a scary kind of dude?
No, I could take him, but, you know, I had the boys in the car. I wasn't worried about me.
Right.
So, you know, I called the cops. I asked for the help. They skillfully cut us all out of traffic eventually, held us on the side of the road, wouldn't let me near my boys. They had to sit in the hot car for almost an hour. And you know, this is exactly how presented it. I wasn't keeping the boys from her. I mean, it was a stressful, immature situation, but the cop, instead of trying to figure out what was going on, interviewed us all for well over an hour and charged us all equally with child abuse.
Child abuse. Okay.
Child abuse. Now, since then, me and my wife have matured up quite a bit, and we have a very good working relationship and a good arrangement for the boys and things like that. But she didn't fight her ticket. She pled out, and, you know, her...
A ticket for child abuse?
Well, it's a misdemeanor. The citation turned into a misdemeanor. They charged her. They offered her, you want to fight it? Or you want a way out? She took the way out.
Mm-hmm.
It really turns out to be just as bad as the actual, I mean, actually almost worse than the actual lost charge.
So she pleaded out. What about you?
I'm fighting it all the way because I'm the one who called for the policeman's help.
Yeah, you were the one trying to protect your kids. You didn't know what was going on.
Well, they said you had no right to, you should have stayed there and let the police come and sort it out. And I'll maintain, you know, that's not your call.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was happening. And, you know, going back, I don't think that would have changed anything.
And a lapse in judgment isn't child abuse. I mean, even if they're completely right, your lapse in judgment of trying to protect your kids is not child abuse.
I think it's an insult to me and really to all of us. I don't think any of us should be charged with child abuse. I think it was stupid, maybe reckless driving or something like that. I'm not sure. But, you know, I regret even calling the state in on this because it's causing untold problems for all three of us.
I tell you, people that call the state tend to regret it. I mean, it seems like if you call the government in to deal with a situation that you've got, you're going to end up feeling sorry, and you're going to wish that you'd figured out some way to deal with it privately.
Right. I'm facing stiff penalties, not real stiff.
Stiffer than you care to face.
You're facing a record.
I'm facing misdemeanor child abuse charges. I just started a job as a teacher. They're doing a background check on me. I'm scared it'll show up as an indictment. They'll fire me for this.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's not like they would care about it. I'm trying to get an apartment. They may do a background check and see that and say, well,
what a mess.
Child abuse. I have zero tolerance kind of thing.
Right. It doesn't look good. I mean, even if it's just a ticket or a misdemeanor citation, it doesn't look good.
I'll make those guys earn their cheese. I'm going to fight it every way, and I don't care if I lose. They're not going to get a penny out of me. They're not going to get any time out of me. I'm not going to do any service.
Are you going to represent yourself, or are you going to hire a lawyer?
I'm not even sure. I really didn't want to hire a lawyer. I thought they'd come to their senses once they saw I was going to fight it, but they said, okay, we'll see you in court.
Wow.
On September 11th of all days.
Well, let us know how it goes, Niall.
I sure will.
Thanks, dude. We really appreciate the story, and good luck. Talk to you soon. 800-259-9231. What a sad, sad story.
It is.
I mean, can you imagine how you would feel? You brought your kids to see your former wife, and the deal was supposed to be that she was going to bring them some medicine and get to see the kids, and that was going to be it. It was just going to be a transfer of stuff, and then all of a sudden people start trying to box you in. I mean, they were trying to restrict his freedom of movement. I mean, that's like kidnapping.
It's almost kidnapping. It's getting there.
To me, I think that if he had to run over a curb to get away from those people, I don't see what the problem is there.
Right. I mean,
that's scary.
What did he do? He ran over a curb.
Right.
And that's child abuse?
800-259-9231. What do you think? John in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. John, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I called on the property rights issue, but I did want to make a quick comment on the idea of calling the government to help out with matters regarding ex-wives and children and such. I went through one hell of an ordeal, and I could have got my ex in a bundle of trouble years ago, leaving children alone, drug dealing,
right,
and, of course, tax issues that go along with that. You know how many times I called the government to help out? Zero. And I was really, really, whatever the right word might be, angry at what all this woman was doing. As bad as she was, calling the government would be worse.
Now, okay, I want to explore this a little bit more with you, Ann. You said you had something about property rights. So hang on, John. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. It's gone up again. No, I'm not talking lottery jackpot. I'm talking gas prices. But don't despair. When I come back, I'll tell you how to fill up your tank without emptying your wallet.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
If filling your tanks draining your funds, increase your odds for better gas mileage by following the Lotto principle. L-O-T-T-O. L, less weight, means better gas mileage. So don't use your trunk as storage space. O, observe speed limits, because increasing speed from 55 to 75 decreases MPG 25%. T, turn off engine if idling more than 1 minute. T, travel when traffic's lightest to avoid stop-and-go driving. And O, operate vehicles at peak efficiency by flushing cooling systems every 2 years, which will also help avoid repairs. Jackpot! I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. We're in the midst of a banner auction right now. The second slot on the website, which is the very best slot that anyone can possibly advertise on at freetalklive.com, is up for auction. As we speak, go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. Last time I looked, it had eclipsed $50, which still isn't too shabby for the number one banner slot on the site.
No, sounds cheap to me.
So go to auction.freetalklive.com to get in on that.
If it goes less than 100, it would be going
still
cheap.
Be a good deal. Yeah. True. Auction.freetalklive.com. Back to John in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi. So I was originally calling on the property rights thing. Up here in New Hampshire, we had a case where the government seized about 500 CDs from this guy running Pitchfork Records. Nice name. I thought maybe Russell had opened up a shop over there.
Yeah, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the hour, John, but we actually started out the show by talking about him.
I did, and I jumped right onto the forum at NH3 and posted. I intended to post that tonight. But anyway, the point with that is, if there's anywhere in the country where this nonsense is going to change, it's right here in New Hampshire. We need people to come home to liberty and come up and fight with this. Because I intend to ask my state rep to file legislation so that if there is no crime found to have been committed, that the property must be returned.
Absolutely.
It just makes common sense.
This is such an outrageous story.
The number one paper, the union leader here, which is a very, very good paper, don't agree with them 100% of the time, but they came out against this decision in a good-sized editorial. And like I say, if it can change anywhere, it is going to be here. And people, please come to New Hampshire and help us with this fight.
Well, I agree with you. If there's anywhere it's going to be won, it is going to be in the Free State. And the fight has only just barely begun. Apparently, I mean, there's been some very interesting things that have happened so far this year. Last year, there were some wonderful successes as well, considering the very, very small amount of people that have actually migrated to the state at this point. As part of the Free State Project, you're only looking at maybe 140 people that have actually moved to the Free State.
We're just warming up.
Oh, yeah.
This is the warm-up party, I think.
It seems like what those 150 people are having their best effect in when it's legislative session. Like they can really work the House and the Senate there in New Hampshire.
Well, you know the thing, Mark? That's the measurable stuff. The stuff that can't be measured is the mm-hmm. kind of civil disobedience stuff. It can't be measured at this point. It's
right.
conscious raising issues.
Sure.
So there's a whole wide range of things going on, and whatever anybody is comfortable with doing,
you can do it.
They can fit in, and I'm kind of stuck somewhere in between the legislative and working within the system and the civil disobedience stuff. I've just taken to writing a couple of songs to try to help out with that, consciousness aware.
That's the cool. That's the coolest thing about the Free State Project movement is that if you're good at writing songs, go up and write some pro freedom songs. If you're good at writing letters to the editor, write some letters to the editor. If you're good at doing web design and development, get involved in that. And I think one of the other things that it's important to point out is that those 150 people that have moved into the state, they joined about I think another 250 or 300 people that were already there, and they're setting up the network. They're setting up the groundwork. They're setting up different organizations like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, NHFree.com, various different pro-freedom groups up there. And as time goes on, these are going to be organizations that people are going to be able to just move up and just plug into. Right. I mean, they're not going to have to do any of the setup, the groundwork.
Right. Now, when you mention the network, it's also a social network, which is just incredible. The friendships that have grown up, there's things where people don't necessarily agree with what the other person is doing, whether political or non-political or civil disobedience or, just the path that they're taking, mm-hmm. To get to the same end. And yet the friendships are very, very strong. It is absolutely amazing. People from the outside that hear it, probably think it's a lot of hype. I'm telling you from a man on the ground here that moved, up here, come home, people, because I always refer to this as home.
I gotta say, John's persuasive, man.
You know, it sounds like the Elks with a political bend to it.
Oh, you know, and I'm not even, I don't even take all those type go to those clubs and learn do the speaking stuff
right.
at the round table groups and all
you know,
that.
The BPO,
I'm telling you, John,
the BPOE has alcohol though. Can you do something with that?
It has what?
The BPOE, that's the Benevolent Paternal Order of Elks, they have alcohol at their lodges.
That's okay.
Just kidding.
Are you saying you want to start up your own freedom lodge?
In fact, I think there's one of those right up the street on the border between Salem and Derry. I mean,
Mark, you could join.
But honest to God, the point is, as horrifying as this is that the government can take property and bring a person to trial and find that there's no crime and then think that they can keep that property
yep.
and the judges rule on it. Well, guess what? My prediction here today is that this will, in fact, change, and it will not take long to do it.
Their days are numbered. Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it as always. So you want to join the Elks? Are those the guys that wear the fezes?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
I think I'm a little young to join the Elks. I don't think they're going to let me in.
Oh, no, it's the Shriners. They wear the fezes and drive the little funny cars.
Yeah, the little funny cars. And then there's
what do the Elks do?
I don't know.
They just drink?
I don't know what they do with the Elks. I, quite honestly, right. I've been to a Moose Lodge. I've been to a FEOE, that's the Fraternal Order of Eagles, but I've never been
to
Elks.
Is that the Moose Lodge?
No.
So the Eagles meet in a Moose Lodge, or
no.
They meet in the Eagle Lodge?
They meet in the Eagles Lodge, right.
So what's the Moose organization, Fraternal Order of
From
Meese?
What I can tell, they drink. Moose? They drink.
Is it, how do you say moose in plural? Mooses? Meese?
I'm not sure. I think it's just moose.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Chris in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, for the longest time, I used to think that libertarians were just Republicans that smoked pot.
And?
I do love that title, though. I think that's hilarious.
Well, now I realize it's a little more complicated than that.
And I don't smoke pot, so go ahead.
Okay, well, you sure support it.
But he has smoked pot in the past.
It's not like I've never touched pot in my life. I just haven't smoked it in a while. Ian could probably tell you the last time I smoked pot.
So what now? But, you say it's more complicated?
Yeah, well, from listening to your podcast and whatnot, I see there's more to it than just Republicans that smoke pot.
Absolutely, and that's because the libertarian movement attracts people from all over. Admittedly, it does attract people who were formerly Republicans. It also attracts people who were formerly Democrats, and it attracts a lot of people who were formerly not involved in politics at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I called about advanced technology. and like computers, cell phones, really all communication. I wanted to get your comment. The way I see it, none of that stuff came from the free market. It's all the Pentagon, NASA.
What?
You know,
what are you talking about, man? Are you telling me that the Pentagon invented cell phones and the Pentagon... okay, yes, we've talked about the Internet before. There was, I guess, DARPA was involved in the very genesis of the Internet. But to suggest that the marketplace would not have been able to figure out how to get computers to communicate with one another on a network basis is absolutely ludicrous.
And the government may be involved in the beginning in the case of freeze-dried ice cream or something like that. They wanted to have ice cream to send up with the NASA astronauts, and perhaps we wouldn't have freeze-dried ice cream if it wasn't for NASA.
What would we do?
They create the demand for it, but the marketplace fills that demand.
Well, like computers, mm-hmm. and like I was saying, all communications, all the technology, the vast investment required to figure that kind of stuff out didn't come from the private sector.
And there's a vast investment involved in figuring out lots of technology that does come from the private sector, though. I mean, I don't understand where you're coming from. For instance, cell phones. I mean... Was that in some way or another a government program?
Yeah, it all came from the military.
I find that really hard
cell
to believe.
Cell phone towers came from the military?
Well, I mean, the technology, the satellites, was all put up there by the Pentagon.
Satellites,
and NASA.
Satellites are involved in cell phones?
Remote there communication?
There are private companies
that
launch
satellites.
Wait, we're
talking about cell phones. We're not talking about some kind of remote communications here. You're talking about satellite phones, which we don't use.
Right, but it all stems from the military. I mean, so...
Come on, Captain Kirk had a communicator. I mean, can we just say that all this stuff came from Star Wars because they had a communication device? Or Star Trek, excuse me? I mean
the cell phone I'm talking to you on was come from the free market, from Sprint, who got the technology from the military.
I'm questioning that right now. I'm questioning. Because that doesn't make any sense to me that you would have an FM transmitting cell phone in your hand that somehow came from the military. Because it didn't. The military wasn't going to put up a network of cell towers across the United States or some battlefield in some remote location. I mean, cell phone technology doesn't make sense for a battlefield situation unless you're talking about urban combat.
I mean, was Marconi a member of the military? Because I don't think that's the case. Marconi's a private guy who developed radio communications, and then they took that and it changed into all kinds of different things. And you're right, it's cell phones operate up in the 1900 megahertz range, and it's just a radio communication to a tower that then relays it over landlines. I mean, it's not complex, and private investors are very good at coming up with money for ideas that could make them lots of money in the future. If you want to continue to comment, hang on, Chris. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live, hour 2 on the way. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a